the Driven Woman's Guide to Love, Life, and Business. Hosted by the entrepreneur and music industry veteran, Gabby Ortega. Her network gathers an array of women from various industries who exemplify strength and tenacity. Every conversation will inspire the boss in you. Welcome to Girls Gone Boss.
Gabby Ortega here with Girls Gone Boss. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited that you guys are a part of season 6. I feel that I've gotten so much love. The first 2 episodes have been amazing. We had an amazing fundraiser event in Miami where we raised $1,200 for Lotus House, which is a women's shelter, one of the biggest ones here in Miami. So I'm excited that everyone's so happy about this relaunch. It's still very nerve-wracking. I'm nervous now. And I know Dee Dee, my guest, is a little nervous. And we're going to be nervous together, but then you'll see how, like, just it flows. But today, we're at Mindful Music Lab again, and it's a rainy day in Miami, but for some reason, it all of a sudden got sunny. And because I have my guest, another guest of mine who I'm so enamored by because she has a true boss that I've known since high school. And, you know, we've been seeing each other, like, grow in our careers and in everything that we've been doing. And you've been rising and rising and being such a staple for Miami. And as a woman, I'm so proud of you. I've had a chance to work with you in the past for a fundraiser that we did with my sorority. And then now again for none other than Carol G. So I'm excited to present to you guys Dee Dee Contreras, who has established herself as a prolific Miami-based artist, drawing inspiration from themes of love, beauty, and womanhood. Dee Dee combines her formal art education from FIU with a blend of traditional painting techniques and street art influences, resulting in a distinctive and captivating body of work. Her unique style has captured the attention of many people and many brands and many celebrities. So I'm excited to sit down with you and talk to you about, you know, your art. It's very interesting, and I'm happy to be here with you.
I'm so happy that you invited me here, and I love also seeing you, like through the years and, like, doing all these cool things, and I'm so happy we finally got to work together again.
Exactly.
Because we also did something with Converse once.
Oh, we did. An MTV, right?
Yeah, you gave me some Converse. You were part of that. And
that's right.
I was doing something with Converse.
And you were painting the shoe.
Yeah, I was doing.
And we did, like the Post-its.
Yes, the Post-its. Yes.
I remember. How long ago was that, Dee Dee?
I don't know. The beginning. Oh, about over 10 years ago, maybe.
Wow. And look at you. You've been able to make a career out of doing what you love and doing what you're talented in. Can you kind of begin talking about how, like, you know, what drew you to art and, you know, how did this begin for you?
Yes. So I've always loved art. I ended up going to Killian, and that's where I met, like, a lot of future artist friends. And
shout out to Atomic. Yes. I love Adam.
Yeah.
I also worked with him for Bad Bunny.
So that's where I met Atomic. And I went to FIU for art school. And then I stopped for a little bit and then came back to it later, realizing that, like, this, I have to make art no matter what. And I started after, like, a big breakup that I started, like, I have so much time. What else do I do with my time? And I started painting again. And with social media is what, like, made it go into career because other people started sharing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you even knew I did art. Like, I never spoke about it. I never did art in high school. Like, I never told anybody.
All of a sudden, I just started to see, like, oh, yeah. Dee Dee. And I was like, I know her. What do you mean? And it's, like, very unique art.
Thank you.
Because it's very, like, detailed.
Well, I used to draw, like, all my friends in the notes in high school. I used to draw, like, everybody, little outfits or hairstyles and like, notes. So I wish I would find those.
But where did this love for art come from? Like, was it something you already had as a child or something that you just kind of
I've always done it naturally. I loved it. But in the 90s, Art Miami happened. And my teacher in Killian told us, if we get extra credit, if we go to Art Miami. So I went there, and that was the first time I saw, like, masters, you know, like, they had, like, Dalis and Picassos, and I saw, like, new art, and they had all kinds of art. So that was the first time I ever went to, like, a museum like that or, like, a space that had that kind of art. So that really inspired me. So it was, and then I've been going there every year since, and now it's moved, like, during Art Basel Art Week time. Mm-hmm. So I go there every year, and then another thing that that just inspired me so much was Wynwood and like all the murals and the graffiti in Wynwood. Seeing that like outdoor museum that I can go to anytime, that really just like inspired me so much and made me feel like I could maybe do something with it.
I love it because a lot of people, a lot of artists and kids that are growing up maybe don't feel like they have that chance, but you really went with your passion. Were your parents very supportive of your art?
They were supportive as a hobby. They loved like that I did it for fun. They didn't think that, it's always like starving artists.
Most Latino parents, like my mom didn't think I could make money off of like television and what I do now.
Yeah. I mean, now it's so different, but yeah, they came from Peru and they pushed me into being a teacher, to education. So I did that for 17 years. I was an art teacher, I started doing art like while I was teaching. I was like, this isn't enough. Like, I don't feel fulfilled, you know? So I started doing art while I was teaching. And then with social media, I got more and more work that I finally left 2 years ago when I was like, I can't do it all. I can't be a teacher, be a mom, have like my own business. Like, so I had to let go of teaching. And I left a really beautiful school. It was an art magnet school. So it was my dream school that I left. But it was, God's plan.
God's plan. And where's your inspiration come from as far as the art and your style? Did you grow up, looking at other artists coming up?
Yes. I mean, one of my favorite artists is Frida Kahlo because she's a woman. I think she's the first one that I was like, oh my God, she's a girl. I'm a girl. I related to her. And I love that she was so honest with her emotions because, I was very emotional and passionate. I didn't know how to express, especially in art. And I felt she was very brave and like to show who she likes. She would like paint Diego right there in her head her pain, all of that. So I was very moved by her and also traveling. I love to travel. And in my 20s, I went everywhere. I did a study abroad in Italy. So I traveled Europe. And then I even went to India. I was just very inspired by culture and traveling and people.
So you would say your art is just kind of like a combination of that?
Yeah, and also very Miami because I'm here and I can't escape it. So
where's the Miami and like the colors and the bright?
Yeah, and I didn't notice until I started painting in other places and my work was just pop out. It was like fluorescent pinks and everybody else was more like neutral colors and mine would just pop out and they were like, oh, you're from Miami. And like everybody could tell. So yeah, definitely the colors. And I think like the beautiful women.
Of course. Yeah, because you do give ode to a lot of women in your art.
Yeah.
And speaking of, in the art scene in Miami, I don't know how it works, but is it male dominated? I would assume, right?
Yes. It's a very male dominated place. But I think now it's getting like more diversified. When I first started painting in Miami, it was like barely any girls,
So how did you break in? Did you feel there was some sort of like challenge going in when you first started?
Yeah, I wouldn't get like opportunities. Like nobody even wouldn't give me a chance. But this one girl she saw my canvas work. She hired me to paint a mural in Wynwood and asked if I ever done. And I was like, of course, I could do it, And I painted a 15-foot mural of like this Latina woman with like long black hair and a pink bow and a little black dress. And everybody went crazy for it. And I got a lot of like attention. I got press. I got like gallery representation. So many doors opened after that. And I feel like I got a lot of respect from there because I didn't know anybody at the time, but people like loved it, wanted to know who I was. And when something happened that they wanted to go over the mural, because that's what happens a lot that I learned, like when you paint outside, it gets it changes.
But doesn't it have they have a permit for a certain amount of time, no?
And then back then, no.
No.
Okay. Back then it was like a free for all, like a wild, wild west. So when that happened, when they wanted to change the mural, artists that I didn't even know contacted me and told me like, oh, like this one guy said, I'm going to pretend that I'm going to paint it, but I'm just giving it time. Like I'm going to tell her I'm coming to paint it, but I'll never paint it. Oh. So that it will stay for Basel and people could see it. So I had that kind of love from
and support
artists that I didn't even know that now I'm friends with. But at the time,
but
I
were
didn't
there
know.
Haters that would be like, come paint over your
no,
stuff?
No, at that time, no.
Okay, good.
No. And still, I think because I am Miami, like people don't mess
with it. No, but now you're so well respected and you have made a name for yourself. How does it feel to like represent your city like that? You know, because if you think about Miami, I think about Atomic, I think about Didi. You know, I think there's like certain staple artists that represent our city. I think that's huge.
I know. I mean, you know, in the 90s we were here, I didn't really, there wasn't really like an art scene. And I always thought I had to like go to New York or like LA to do my art. And I wanted to leave so bad, but I got stuck here. Like my parents were not supportive. They were like, no. And I was scaring me. So I ended up here. And I think that made me, I think it was a good thing for me. It made me really Miami because all my work was done here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was inspired by here, and my street art and my murals were here. So it turned out to be a good thing.
And what do you think was your piece that kind of like changed the game for you?
Was that mural I told you about? That big mural. Yeah, I never had press like that before. The Huffington Post, like I never had gallery representation. I never had any of those opportunities before because I had been doing art and doing little shows. But that was the one that like caught everybody's eye, and people will come up to me and saying like, "You did something for women. This is women empowerment." And like, I didn't like until people told me that I didn't. I just do it naturally, and the other people were telling me that. I was like, "Oh, really?" Like I do. They were like, "This is such a like a feminist movement. You're using all pink. You did a Latin woman. You know, like by a woman. Usually it's painted by men. The women are painted by men. So it was like a strong statement for
amazing. So for an artist that has that big break, right? What do you do then? Like, do you, like, I'm sure all these opportunities start flooding in. Do you still represent yourself by yourself? Or do you start looking to, like, build a team? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, all this, like, they didn't teach us this in art school. Right. So
just the business side.
Yeah, the business side. I didn't know. So I was just kind of learning as I went and doing everything by myself. I had met a few people that tried to help me, but it wasn't like lasting. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I met my manager, Tosh, recently.
Shout out.
Like 2 years.
This is very recent, right?
Very recent.
Because you have how long in your whole entire career?
Like maybe like 12 years.
Wow. So you manage yourself for
I managed
like, all those
myself.
Years.
I did my own website, my own social media, everything myself. Once I had kids and everything, I was like, I can't do all this.
Also, I think it's important to tell our listeners and everybody that's watching how important when you get to a certain level to get representation and for somebody to negotiate for you and for someone to do the business for you, for someone to kind of have those tough conversations for you. Because at the end of the day, you're an artist and what inspires you is the art. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that duality of having to do both can kind of mess up the art part, right? Because like you're like, oh my god, I'm not concentrating on what is the art. I mean, it happens sometimes. I think I work with artists, with musicians, and that's why they have representation too, because it's a way of them being protected so that they continue to be the artist.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so happy, and I feel like ever since we got together, we're just like a power team, and we've just been doing the art. She's been doing the business, and like things. I used to just wait for opportunities to come to me. Now I'm making those opportunities with my manager. Manager's seeking out opportunities like with Glamour Hippie. You know, she's the one who like, that was her idea. And she brought me together with Jenny. And that's how.
We love Jenny.
Yeah. Look, I'm wearing all.
I love it. Glamour Tell Hippie. Us about the collaboration now that you brought it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My manager is the one who brought us together. And Jenny is a jewelry maker. And she has worked with many stylists that work in the music industry, the Latin music industry. So for the Women's History Month, we decided to do like a tribute to Shakira, Young Miko, and Rosalia. Mm-hmm. And I would do all the portraits. And she would embellish them with her jewelry.
Oh, that's dope. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to present that art to the artist?
Yes. Our goal is to give it to each artist as a gift.
That's amazing. So are you having luck getting it to them? Or
I wanted your help with that.
I knew something was coming. Okay. Well, that's beautiful.
I mean, I like Shakira, you know, she's like a little bit older than us. That's it. So I grew up with like listening to like all her
she's
records.
She's like 10 years older, I think.
She's 46.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not that
She
much
was young.
Older than
she
us.
Started young. Like her music, everything started young. So I always felt very related. Like I relate to her music.
Yeah, let's talk about like those like themes, like womanhood, beauty. Like obviously, do you think it came from that like idea, the first mural that you did, which was a woman, and then you kind of latched onto that as your brand? Like I'm going to represent the woman?
Well, I feel like I am a woman, and like everything that I do is like from that perspective. So like, I, you know, they say write what you know, like, mm-hmm. so I paint like what I know. So like all my experiences, I love being a woman. I love everything about it. I love, you know, being able to like dress up, do our hair. So I have that all in my art. That's why I like to do all different hairstyles and colors and accessories. And like love, I was just like, I love life mm-hmm. so much, mm-hmm. you know. And so every day like, I just get inspired and I find beauty in everything. So like the womanhood is like my my experience, how I see things. And like I love life. I romanticize everything.
Oh, I love
everything
that.
Is a movie.
So did you romanticize like, today? You're like, you look cute, girl. Thank you have all your jewelry on.
You too. Yeah, and I was super nervous about today.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I think because
I was nervous because I'm nervous each other. Just because I'm doing the podcast by myself now. Yeah. So it's a little bit like before I used to like
you had your,
go, you mm-hmm. know, back and forth. You have somebody to kind of help you out. Yeah. But other than that, like, I'm fine. But yeah. why? Because we know each other?
I think because, yeah, usually I do interviews with people I don't know. Oh. And I meet for the first time.
Well,
and then we're friends after.
Like family.
Yeah,
like
and now
family,
I feel
girl.
Like, oh, like I have to, like,
I wanted
sure.
to give you this time because I wanted to honor you. Like, this is about honoring you and yeah. your career and your hard work. And I want you to know
Thank
that you're
you.
Seen and people really appreciate you. And you did a lot of great stuff, like, with me. I mean, the mural that you did for Carol, that was amazing for her yeah. tour. It had
people
a lot
were
of
upset.
Attention.
When I went over it, people were so upset.
I know.
They were like saying things to me. It was like, be quick.
And
like,
how cool that it was like, that was your dream. Like it was a dream manifested,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about, okay, I want to know what it takes for you to do a mural. How when you got that phone call, did you start the process of like creating it, then putting it together? Do you first draw it and then, I don't know how the process is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with Carol, like I went through all her photos. I went through her Instagram, went through her photos, see like which photo I love the most. And then I come up with a sketch that you guys have to approve. Mm-hmm. And then once that's approved, then I start, you know, transferring it on a wall. And it could be freehand. It could be like projected. It could be with a grid. Mm-hmm. But just like put it on there and then just fill it in.
With the colors.
With the colors, yeah. And then at the end, I like to use brush to like little details.
The details.
Yeah,
the
small
like the
lashes. Yeah.
And the lashes.
Little lashes. Yeah.
But it's still in awe how like perfect it comes out. Like, and while you're doing it, do you listen to music? How
yes.
do you?
Okay. I mean, I always like, I love to listen to Carol G. And I love listening to reggaeton because it makes me faster.
Oh, yeah.
Because I move to the beat.
The BPM.
Yeah. So I move to the beat. So yeah, we definitely were playing a lot of Carol G when we were painting that. And like the whole neighborhood loved it. They loved watching it. They loved the mural. They were very upset when it was gone. They were like, let's put it somewhere else. They wanted me to paint her in another place. Like a permanent spot. Which
yeah,
I think
when
she deserves.
I thought about that tour and I thought what everything that it like it entailed and it meant, it was a woman. It was about like really like celebrating the woman, mm-hmm. and it had a really beautiful message about like mañana será bonito.
Yes, people loved that message. They would read it and smile and like
the colors. I was like, mm-hmm. this is Didi. Like it's gonna have to be
yeah,
Didi.
So
like
happy.
To do this mural because. It just fit perfectly.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we were able to make that magic happen.
Yeah. It even came out on the news. Like, it was just like.
I know. You sent it to me. And I love the little content that you did for it.
Thank you.
So now, like, okay, you've worked with all these artists. You've worked with Rihanna.
Well, Rihanna was, that's my dream, to work with Rihanna. But her brother had commissioned me to do a painting for her birthday.
Mm.
So I didn't get to, like, meet her. And also when it happened, when he gave it to her, that's when Instagram shut down her Instagram. Do you remember?
No.
She showed a nipple and then
oh
that was before. Now they show it all the time, but so they shut it down for like 6 months. She was off of Instagram.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was when I had given him the painting with like a message, my Instagram for her, everything. So I was so sad because I'm like, oh my gosh, she didn't post it, she didn't read it, or she didn't say anything to me. But then I saw her hair the next time she was out photographed. Her hair was the same color as my painting. So it was
oh,
all
wow.
pink. So I was like,
do you
yes.
think you inspired her?
Yes. Oh. I'm like, that was my sign. She's talking to me. She got my painting.
I love this. Oh my God. I have to look for it. Do you yeah. have it on your page?
No, I should. I mean, I can send it to you, the
yeah,
painting.
Yeah, send it to me so I can put it
yeah,
on
the
stories.
The painting and her hair.
Love it. And then you also, I mean, what would be your dream collab as far as like celebrities?
I mean, I love Rihanna and like Fenty and all that. Another person that I would love to collaborate with is Margot Robbie.
From Barbie.
Because yes. I had met her during the Suicide Squad mural that I did.
Oh, you did that?
Yes. Which was really cool. And I got to meet like the actors.
And who commissioned you? Like, how did you get that?
Yeah, it was a marketing people that were looking for artists to paint the mural. And she specifically wanted a woman. Even though it was all like, you know, characters, like mm-hmm, superhero mm-hmm, characters. She wanted a woman artist. And I think she found me through like Google. She like Googled me because I was like, how did you find me? This is so big.
But I would assume that after 12 years, there's going to be a lot more women artists that are you building like a tribe? Are you like mentoring these women coming up? Do they look for you to be like, how do you do this? Like, I want to be like you, I would assume.
Well, there's like a lot of younger women in Miami that are, you know, doing their thing. And I love to just support them and, you know, they have called me for advice because there isn't that many, you know, and we're stronger together.
Yeah.
And also I'm mentoring this high school girl. She's like my new assistant. Mm. Now I have a painting assistant, which is new, and she's great and amazing. And she wants to be an artist. So
I love that because you're like giving back to the next year. Cause it's all about that. Like once you get to a certain level, it's not just about like, okay, what else can I get? It's like, how do you help somebody else? Like, I always want to be who I wanted at the time when I started. Yeah. I want to be that person. I want to support. So I'm glad that you're also like doing that and giving back.
Yeah, I love it.
You've worked with brands, Apple, Urban Decay. You mentioned other Converse. how do you like, is it restrictive for you as an artist when you work with brands or like, are you able to kind of put your own like boundaries over it? Like, hey, I'm the artist. Yeah. Obviously there's certain detail that they ask for, but how do you like working with brands? And
I love to work with brands cause I believe in the power of collaboration mm-hmm. and I take it as a challenge. Like how can I, you know, have their brand and also be authentic to myself? So I take it as a challenge. I love it. And I know that like working together, I'll be able to reach like a wider audience for my work. So I love it. I love it. I embrace it.
Yes. I can't wait to see you work with even bigger brands and like get your name out there even more. Do you ever feel like sometimes to switch up like your style or like do like a different style or you keep it the same?
I struggled at the beginning because I'm very versatile and mm-hmm. I can do like, I started like very realistic and then I love my little drawing, my girls that I do and I love Basquiat mm-hmm. and I used to think I had to like stick to a style and that's how it had to be, but I feel like I'm just like doing my own lane. Like, I'm doing whatever I want. Right. There's no rules.
Don't you think like as we gotten older and in our, because you're my age, you're 40s? Yeah. It is almost like kind. That's why I ask you because I'm like, you could feel a certain way one day and then just be inspired by something and then do it another way the next day, you know. And it doesn't have to be this like cookie cutter thing. Like I feel like when we get to our 40s, we can be free and like not really mm-hmm. care what people think. Finally, just go with our heart with things.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel that sense of freedom?
Totally, totally. Right? I think art has really liberated me for that. You know, mm-hmm. like. Because I try to just, even if it doesn't work out, like if it's an experiment that fails, you know, like I have to get it out of me. Like when I want to just paint hearts for, I don't know why. And I know people think it's tacky, but like, I just want to get it out of me. I want to have to paint it. Or like now an idea that I have is like motherhood. Like I am a mom and I'm going through that experience right now. Like I really want to talk about it. It's my paintings. And some people are like, oh, you know, like, or that's not relatable to everybody or that's not like... But, like, I really want to do it. And then I found articles about how that's now being, like, respected in the art world, like, the topic of motherhood. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, but I always I think that, you know, God is in control. And I think just doing my own thing, like, I don't have to worry about, like, what's trending or what's, you know.
But let's talk about you being a mom. How has that been, like... I know that you posted the other day about like mom guilt. And I think a lot of moms, working moms, feel that sometimes, you know, when they have to go away or travel for work. Or how do you handle that? And congrats on having like an amazing family. Thank you. Because like you really are doing it all. Because a lot of people ask, can you do it all? And you are.
Yeah. I mean, I have very supportive help with my husband and my mom. Both helped so much with my kids.
Which, by the way, you freaking married Chris.
Yeah.
Which you met in high school, right?
Yes. Well, I met him in middle school. Oh, he went to Glades. Oh, my God.
So, wow, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah, but we didn't get to go to later because we're both very shy. Yeah, we're both very shy.
So you guys had a crush on each other, just never told each other?
Well, I think he had a crush on me and never told me.
So then how did you reunite?
Later, like in the clubs.
In the club. I love it. So yeah. He's a very good support system.
So good. Such a good support system. He you know, when I have to travel, like he just takes care of everything. And man, if I wasn't for that support, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. Because he's just, you know, like I don't have to worry and he doesn't give me any guilt. It's on my own, right? My own mom guilt.
I think we're just hard on ourselves. And I'm not even a mom, but I could see that if I end up being a mom, I would feel bad.
Yeah, because even like no matter, like I quit my job and mm-hmm. I was like a stay-at-home mom for a while they were like little. Like I feel like it's still not enough. Like I'm not playing with them enough. I'm not really gonna remember. I'm gonna traumatize them. Like you get all this intrusive thoughts about being a mom.
But what about like switching those thoughts to like, wow, like you're showing them what an example of like following your passion, doing what you love, bringing joy to people. There's just so many other positives from this.
Yeah. Oh, so much more. Yeah. Those are all like crazy mm-hmm. thoughts that are not real.
What is one like advice you would give moms today that are having that mom guilt and maybe, you know, something that you yourself kind of soothe yourself with?
Yes. Something that I soothe myself with is before I would always, you know, when I was home, they'd be like, I want to play, you know, because they missed me from the day. And I would always be like, oh, like after I would write this email or after I make you food or after this. But like now I'm just taking 5 minutes to like stop and work and play with them at least for those 5 minutes. And they feel like so happy that I wasn't like, wait, let me do this. And that also makes me feel so happy. And I feel like that's really been helping me with the mom guilt and like,
so being present.
Being present.
Oh, that's a gem. And just stop and
like give it, like make them up.
Like
when I get home.
Like the email could wait.
Yeah, that could wait.
The meeting could wait. Even like sometimes now I think people are more open to like being on Zoom and your kid just randomly coming mm-hmm. to you. Like we're like the pandemic kind of soothed all of that. Yeah. Like we're all like have other shit going on in our lives. Yeah. You know, it's not just, I think we can finally see like the human in people, even like in corporate or in business. Mm-hmm. So I think like it's okay. Like it's okay if your kid wants to come and sit on you like while you're at the meeting, you know? So being present, I think that's a beautiful one.
And like I brought them with me to paint a mural like in Denver because my daughter was like 5 months and I was like breastfeeding her and then like painting. So like I try to include them as much as possible. They go to the studio all the time.
And are they art lovers too? Like are they?
Yeah, they are art lovers. I went to the Coconut Grove Festival mm-hmm. recently and they were both like painting mm-hmm. like on next to me. And so including them, trying to bring them with me. And that's how I learn how to behave too. Because if I keep them home all the time, I'm not going to learn.
Well, I think I would love it if you kind of like, we all see your murals. We all see the beautiful things you do. But it's like, who's Didi? Who's the girl behind all these like women and all these things that you're doing? Like, what's one thing that you would want to tell people? Like when they see your murals or when they see your art, like who are you and how would you, you know, want them to know you?
Yes. Well, there's this quote that I heard that like kind of changed me. Something about the graveyard is full of riches. You know, they're full of books that haven't been written, artwork that hasn't been made, you know, like inventions that haven't been invented. So I want people to know that I really want to leave that graveyard empty for me. I want to like give everything I have in this lifetime. I want to give all the gifts God given me. I want them out. You know, I used to keep everything to myself. I was super shy. I wouldn't tell anybody. But now I want like to release everything. Every purpose I have, everything that I'm supposed to do, I want to just get it all out.
I love it.
Thank
That's
you.
That's beautiful. So I think you need to create that womanhood, like, pieces. The pregnant woman motherhood pieces.
Yeah, that's where I am now.
That's
you know?
Where you are now. And I think, I mean, there's a lot of women that would love it.
Yeah.
And a lot of women that, I mean, I'm not a mom, but I would like, I love all that.
Yeah.
So thank you. Do you want to give any advice to like up and coming artists that may be watching or listening to you that are like, maybe like, man, I don't know if I should do this.
Yeah. I mean, one advice that I was always shamed for having another job because I was a teacher and I was also like doing art. I think I was doing both full time, but people would always be like, oh, you're not a real artist because you have a day job. But I think that it's okay to have a day job.
You have to pay your bills.
I know.
What do they mean?
I know. And I think that people can keep their day jobs and still be a real artist. And I think it's very helpful in the beginning, especially to have that day job to support your dreams, to support whatever you want to do and not have to worry about the financial burden of, is this going to sell? Is this going to be success? So you're allowed to fail when you have that, you know, little cushion. Exactly. So I think, like, not be ashamed of that.
Awesome. Thank you, Didi. I loved having you here and talking to you and getting to know you more. I feel like a lot of people see your art and now they're going to see, like, that you're such a sweet soul. And and it really does resonate in your art because it's very, like, sweet and soft and beautiful and very detail-oriented. And I feel like that's you. What sign are you, by the way?
Aquarius.
Oh, you're very Aquarius. You are giving Aquarius vibes. Any last minute, where do people follow you? Are you having any events coming up?
Yes, you can follow me at Instagram, Didi Rock, DIDIROK. And I think I'll be working in the theater soon.
Theater?
Mm-hmm.
Like costume designing?
like with art, related to art.
Okay, okay. So stage.
Yeah, so we'll that should be coming more details soon. So.
That's great. I love how you're diversifying. Okay, I know. Manager.
And like how we talked about how like all the gifts, like
all the
bring
gifts.
It out.
Because like, really your art can really transcend to different areas. Like you don't have to just do like one medium. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah. Because you know, like I did paint and canvas. Then I tried murals, you know, then even public speaking. Like this is hard. It was very hard for me.
Really? You know? You're doing great.
Thank you.
But why do you think it was hard? Because I think most artists hide behind their art.
Yes, that's why. Like, I don't want to talk. Look at this. This is
this is beautiful.
Talking.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah. But yeah, I've learned that like you need to speak about it. It's so important for your career if you want a career to speak about your
Plus,
art.
Plus, I think
about
people
it.
Like to hear the stories behind the
art. Yeah, they love to hear the stories.
Like when you go to the museum and you watch like Picasso's or like look at other past artists, Da Vinci, anybody, you'd be like, oh my God, I wonder what they were thinking when they were doing it. Like, look at the precise detail, like, and most of them were like going crazy at the time, right?
Yeah,
but they did their best work,
because that's how they were able to. All the crazy goes into the work, and that's helped me too.
Yeah, a lot of great mental health. So then, do you feel like that's your outlet?
Totally,
because a boss babe is also like very, very self-aware. Yes. That we need mental health in our lives. So.
Yes, totally helped me. That's how it started. It was like a big heartbreak. That I just had to do art about it. And
look at you. See? Yeah,
so happy.
Thank you for breaking her heart.
Yes.
It made her a lot of money.
Thank you.
Thank you, Didi.
I have one more thing for you, Gabby. This is a gift.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for supporting me all these years.
Beautiful.
It's from Carol G.
Carol G. Mañana será bonito. I love it. Thank you so much. This is so beautiful.
Thank you. It's her mermaid, but like my style.
It is. I love it. She's going to love it. We have to get it to her somehow.
Okay.
Do you have another one for her? Yeah. Maybe we can get it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be beautiful. She would love it.
Yeah.
You know, she's so sweet and she will love it. I think she's an Aquarius too.
Is she?
She's February 14th.
February 14th? My husband's February 13th.
Girl, I think you guys got something there. But thank you so much. And it was a pleasure to like work with you. And I want you to see you keep shining and representing Miami and women. So thank you. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you got inspired by her story. And follow her, Didi Rock.
Thank you.
Till next time. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Girls Gone Boss,
hosted by Gabby Ortega.